I think this is the continuation of the success story of Saratoga County. The county has been working hard for a number of years to attract the new manufacturing jobs out there, and a lot of the jobs can be attributed to the expansion of the Global Foundries project that's located in Malta, and also all the ancillary businesses that go along with that. There was a number of job growth in the restaurants and bars and the hospitality sector, as well as the manufacturing. And we also have a large agricultural community here in Saratoga County that continues to grow. So we're very proud of our success up here, and we feel we have the right business climate for people to move to Saratoga County and grow their businesses.
Now, you mentioned agriculture and, of course, Global Foundries and manufacturing, and Global Foundries especially depended in part on some subsidies, some encouragement, financial encouragement from state government. Does it worry you at all, trouble you at all with the current budget situations, both at the state level and the federal level, that this type of growth might wane this year?
Well, I think the initial startup was certainly done with some state incentives, but again, we were in a different era, a different time. The state, under the leadership of George Pataki and Joe Bruno, had sought out the chip fab industry to move to New York and made a conscious effort to attract that industry. And as we see with our success down in Albany with the nanotechnology, all the growth down there, and then with Global Foundries up here in Saratoga County, we see that was a very good investment that the state made back then. Now the climate is different. There certainly isn't as many incentives out there from the state, but we think that Saratoga County is still a good place for businesses to invest. We have a good workforce. We have low taxes. And we have a quality of life here in Saratoga County that a lot of manufacturers and businesses want to locate here.
Obviously, the country is still recovering economically, and job numbers across the land have yet to rise to levels that we are accustomed to, or we're accustomed to anyway. What are some of the challenges still being faced in the county on getting these numbers to continue rising?
Again, I think our role here is to provide the framework and the county government to have a climate of low taxes and quality services for our residents that will attract the businesses to come here. I think there's a conscious effort by companies out there to find locations that provide not only the workforce, but also the quality of life that the people want to move here. And we have great schools up here. We have a very low crime rate. We have a housing inventory available for people to come, whether they want a single-family house or they want to be in more multi-family houses. We have walkable cities with Saratoga Springs and Mechanicville, both being very friendly to pedestrian if you want to be in a city setting. So I believe, you know, Saratoga County has positioned itself through a lot of planning and foresight for a number of years to now be receiving the benefit of that vision from back the last 10 years.